You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, theater lovers, and happy April 23rd. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you're listening to Today in Theater History. Okay, no one's actually certain that April 23rd, 1564, was William Shakespeare's birthday, but that is the accepted date. We do, however, definitely know that 52 years later, he died on April 23rd. In 1935, a woman is held hostage by the young man she befriended in Kind Lady at the Booth Theater. The psychological thriller would go on to be twice adapted into a movie, including one in 1951, starring Ethel Barrymore and featuring Angela Lansbury. Andy Griffith played a gentle sheriff, and Dolores Gray, the dance hall girl who fell in love with him in 1959's Destry Rides Again. Michael Kidd directed and choreographed at the Imperial Theater, and Harold Rome provided the score, which produced a remarkably fine cast recording on which Gray sounds magnificent. Daniel Massey and Barbara Cook played co-workers who can't stand each other, unaware that they've been writing anonymous love letters back and forth in She Loves Me in 1963. Harold Prince produced and directed at the Eugene O'Neill Theater. James Baldwin's Blues for Mr. Charlie, about a northern black man murdered by a white southern shopkeeper, opened in 1964. Directed by Burgess Meredith, the cast included Rip Torn and Al Freeman Jr. Iceberg! Maura Yeston and Peter Stone's Titanic opened at the Lunfontein Theater in 1997. The show, about the infamous night in April 1912 aboard the supposedly unsinkable liner, sailed on to win the Tony Award for Best Musical. Martin McDonagh's The Beauty Queen of Lennon, about an elderly woman who tries to spoil her homely daughter's first, and possibly last, chance for romance, opened at the Walter Kerr in 1999. The production earned Gary Hines the first Tony Award ever given to a woman for Best Director of a Play. In 2006, Alan Bennett's The History Boys opened at the Broadhurst Theater. Richard Griffiths and Francis de la Tour played two of the teachers, and the title Boys included Samuel Barnett, Dominic Cooper, James Corden, Jamie Parker, and Russell Tovey. The production won 5 Tony Awards, including Best Play. A middle-class English weekend gets complicated, in triplicate, by a randy Brit named Norman in the 2009 Broadway production of Alan Ayckbourn's The Norman Conquests at Circle in the Square. Matthew Warkas directed the trio of comedies, which played in rep. The production won the Tony Award for Best Revival. Port and Foote's The Trip to Bountiful returned to the theater where it premiered 60 years earlier, when a 2013 revival opened on Broadway at the Stephen Sondheim Theater, formerly the Henry Miller. Directed by Michael Wilson, the production starred Cicely Tyson, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Vanessa Williams. Tyson won a Tony Award for her performance. Casa Valentina, about an upstate colony where heterosexual men dressed as women, opened in 2014 at Manhattan Theater Club's Samuel J. Friedman. The cast included Patrick Page, John Cullum, Reed Burney, and Mayor Winningham. Cheetah Rivera returned to Broadway in her first original role in over 20 years as the star of John Kander, Fred Ebb, and Terrence McNally's The Visit, opening at the Lyceum Theater in 2015. The musical, based on the 1956 play about a millionaire who returns to the town where she grew up to wreak revenge on the man who did her wrong back in her youth, also marked Roger Rees's final show. A musical stage adaptation of Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory opened in 2017 at the Lunt Fontaine, starring Christian Borle as candy inventor Willy Wonka. And in 2019, Tootsie opened at the Marquee. A contemporary take on the classic 80s comedy, this version found Santino Fontana stepping into heels and the leading role of a new Broadway musical. The show won Tonys for Fontana and book writer Robert Horn. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com, and of course, stay gold.